You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Hi, guys. I'm Kate Wolf, and welcome to Invasion of Privacy.
Oh, sorry. I almost choked on my Starburst tonight. And I'm Joe Santagato. Today, we have a special guest that we had previously.
No, we didn't.
Nope,
we
did never been here before.
I made that up. Anyway.
The amazing Mike Cross is
Mike
here.
Mike Cross is
hey,
here.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for having me, by the way, as
You're
well.
Welcome. Really. He's a hilarious comedian. Oh, and shout out to Stand Up New York Labs, where we record this podcast.
Yep.
So, first of all, do you have any tweets you want to read? I'll tell you what, Joe. So, we got a lot of emails, which I know you didn't read, even though I did tell you the password. And they were really...
Well, thanks for throwing me under the bus there.
You were they really were backing you up with the whole Everyone's Offended podcast. We did this podcast, Mike, where Joe was talking about how people are just offended sometimes to be offended. Like, mm-hmm. he'll say something...
Politically
and people,
incorrect.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And he got so many emails where they're just like... I'm on Joe's side. I support you, Joe.
What?
And they all
about?
Know it's me. They all know it's me checking the email. So they'll be like, hey, Kate, we love you. Anyway, I'm obsessed with Joe. It's really cute. Wait.
What did you get in trouble for? What was
I didn't know. I didn't get in trouble for anything. It's just sometimes people have just, you know, people turn into fake activists. Well, they're just like, oh, yeah. I'm going to stand up for this, even though I know nothing about it. But I saw someone else stand up for it once, so I'm going to do it to look cool or something like that. Like,
I just feel like I want to argue with you.
Yeah, that's kind exactly of what it is. People just want to argue just for the sake of like, oh, look, I have an opinion. But it's like,
that's not even really mine.
Yeah, you didn't formulate that opinion yourself. You just like read that and then you're like, okay, well, this is it. You know what I mean? It's like someone told you what to think. And you're just like, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to vote for Obama. And then someone's like, oh, I'm voting for whoever the fuck running against that guy because I don't know a goddamn thing about politics.
But I love that his example of politics. I'm not doing that guy and this guy.
Yeah, like, this no, guy. I'm not going to vote for this guy. All right. Well, first of all, let's get to Mike. I adore Mike. And Mike, how long ago did we meet? Like 2 years ago?
I think 2 years ago, Lantern.
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago.
And immediately, we met through our friend Alex Anderson.
Love Alex Anderson. Great guy.
A Lantern show. And he just, the way he introduced you, he was like, this guy is hilarious, Kate. And you just, he just like made you tell me some stories. And I was like,
get
the fuck out of here.
I know. These stories are crazy.
So I want you to share some of these stories.
You also have a great friend, Emma Willman. Is there?
Emma Willman, yep. Who's actually, she has been a guest.
You know
she
what's has. Funny? You know what's funny? Because I won't talk to you very much, but I'll check in with Emma. I'll be like, hey, how's Kate doing? Then I'll get the info from her. I'll be like, hey, it's like I just talked to Kate, basically.
By the way, Emma.
You know what I mean?
Emma was just on a show called Deadly Affairs on TV, where she plays this, like, lesbian murderer. She nailed it. It was, but like, you know, it's like the reenactments. It's like that, like, kind of cheesy, but like, she, first of all, was amazing.
Yeah,
her acting
she's good.
Was on point, but it was so fun watching her like fake make out because they can't use real tongue, like real tongue.
Oh, I saw that.
It was so good, by the way.
Gotta use a fake tongue.
If you guys want to watch it, it's Deadly Affairs.
Wait, you're not allowed to make out on TV?
You can, but for this show, they just did like fake make out where there's no tongue.
Joe seems like the dude, Joe, first.
Do you really want to see tongue going in and out? Of someone's mouth, like on a...
I'm just like, whatever, like, what is that? Like, those are dicks now? We can't see those or some shit?
Wait, what?
Like,
oh, tongue's a dick.
Yeah, like, it's not like it's a dick or some tits, like, it's just a tongue.
I know, but I guess they just don't want it to be, like, so...
I guess it might be weird for... Joe, first, let me just say, you're awesome, man. I love that. I love this guy. This guy's hilarious. But Joe seems the type of dude where he'd go in there and they'd be like, no tongue, Joe. And he'd be like, not a problem. And he'd be kissing and the girl's like, he's using tongue, all right? So he's like, my bad, I forgot.
He doesn't even want to do it to the girl. He's doing it just for the principal. He's like, what? A tongue's a dick?
Yeah, I would ask him, like, excuse me, am I not allowed? Is it not allowed? Or am I going to get fined for tongue?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, maybe it's for also like actors. If you don't need
probably a comfort level.
Tongue.
You
know I'll tell mean? You what, there's a movie. Did you guys see this? Blue is the Warmest Color. It's on Netflix.
No. It's, you've talked about
I mean,
this
I who's cannot get over this.
Doesn't matter who's in it. There's
it's French.
There's a lesbian
scene. The lesbian
scene
scenes are like they go there. Like literally like, oh wait, no, that's her fingers going into that girl's vagina.
Really?
Okay, this is a movie. And there's a sex scene with a dude and a chick, and you see the guy's dick come out, and you're like, holy shit.
Why? Well, I had read...
It was amazing.
I had read somewhere that Stanley Kubrick's Eyed Wide Shut with Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman, they were married at the time, but they had that like elaborate sex scene, and I heard that they actually...
Did?
Everyone had to clear the room, and they actually had sex.
Interesting. Our Tom Cruise expert. Why don't we start there?
Oh, wow. Yeah, right? Tom Cruise fact number 99. Here we go, folks.
So Mike is a huge fan
of
Tom Cruise. Can you talk to us about where this started? And Mike is also married and straight.
Just so everyone know. It might get confusing, so just remember that. Remember that I am married to a woman.
So are you like a stalker?
No, okay. Do you have a man crush? Do you have someone that you...
Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake.
Oh,
that's
I
a
love
good
Justin
Yeah, Justin
Timberlake.
Timberlake's
he
great.
He is just.
No Tom Cruise, but yeah, he's good.
He's no Tom Cruise. No,
let me tell you why, okay? Justin Timberlake can sing, dance, act. He's hilarious.
Yeah, he's good.
I'm just digging my grave deeper.
His
with every single adjective.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I hear he's a good kisser.
My, yeah, right?
Yeah.
He hugs very well.
The sweat, when he sweats, it just glistens.
It tastes like strawberries if you lick after.
He can bake. Fucking just making shit up.
No, okay, right. No. So, yeah. Justin, see, I think every dude has that dude where they're like, I would love to be that dude. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, yeah. It's just a thing. Like, girls have it all the time. Girls are like, well, I look exactly like Angelina Jolie.
I feel like you're waiting for me to give one.
I was waiting. I was like, this is your cue, Kate. Go ahead. Do you have a girl that you...
What you're saying right now, like, oh, girls will tell me... Like, people... Like, I hate when girls go, oh, people tell me I look like Jessica Alba. Like... No, they don't. Like, you don't look like Jessica Alba. Like,
you know,
a lot of times
love...
people will do that and be like, you look nothing like her. I don't know why you just said that.
Yeah, a lot of people actually do that.
You know what's really funny is when I, I was so, not obsessed, but I love Tom Cruise. And to people, when I was younger, I remember being like, don't I look like Tom Cruise? And they were like, no, not at all. I remember thinking like, well, you're not my friend anymore.
Oh, wow. I don't think you look like Tom Cruise.
No, not at all. Of course not. No, and then closes.
I'm like testing our friendship. What do you have to say, Mike?
Thank you for having me on the podcast.
Yeah.
I will be getting the fuck out of here. Thank you.
I really like Natalie Portman.
Okay.
But I'm not like girl. Like, I'm not like, ah. I like Chelsea Handler a lot.
I do like Chelsea.
I like Chelsea Handler
I
too.
Love how she just brings, like, she's so brutally honest. And mm-hmm. I just appreciate that about her.
Nails a lot of black guys.
I mean, that's maybe why you like her.
Why the fuck would that make me? I'm not black.
Because you want to nail a black dude.
No.
That makes sense, actually. I'm going to go with...
I'm not sure where that logic is, but...
I got to agree with somebody here.
She's so free. She's so free. I just love her. I like Rihanna because she seems like a real chick. She seems like she could just get down. Like, if I met her, we could go out dancing, and she would just be real. You know, I heard Nicki Minaj is kind of a bitch.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. You know, there's a group called Die Onward. Onward, and they went to a fashion show, and they're very like real, like nitty gritty kinds of people.
Mm-hmm.
And they were at a fashion show, and they sat next to Rihanna, and they were near Nicki Minaj, and they reported about it, about how cool and sweet Rihanna was. And
did you learn this on TMZ?
No, just on Facebook.
Oh, just checking.
I like how I got real, like, okay, my source might not be the best.
I was like, did you, I was going to see if you checked TMZ.
All right, let's get story about Tom.
Okay,
when did your Tom Cruise
I love
thing
Tom
start?
Cruise. This is kind of very embarrassing, but when I was 11 years old, I had made a collage of Tom Cruise.
Oh, God.
That's where it all started. Because that was, yes, it's very girly, I agree.
No one said that. You said
you're staring at me like I gotta explain it. You gotta.
Where
explain.
Did you find all of the?
You know what's
the Tom Cruise.
This
heads.
Is crazy. What I would do is I would go after school and I had to wait like at the public library for my mom to pick me up, right? So I would go there. And I remember I didn't want to cut it out of her magazines because then she'd be like, "Why are these pictures of Tom Cruise cut out?" And I'd be like, "I don't know. That's so weird." You know what I mean?
It's a fucking like, mailman. Yeah,
clearly, yeah, right. Who's ever doing this is probably a weirdo. So I would go to the library and I would cut out just like the pictures of Tom Cruise and take it home. And the whole time doing it, I'd be like, this isn't right. This is wrong. this, but it feels so good.
Did you ever jerk off to Tom Cruise?
No, no, nothing like that. Maybe once, but the thing. No, I'm just kidding. No, no, no. I just it was one of those things where you're a kid and you had like an idol. You know what I mean? And I just stuck with them because if you look at all the Tom Cruise movies, they're great. You know what I mean?
He's like a cool dude.
Yeah, he didn't know he was like the best. Then he figures out he was the best, and the girl who didn't like him ends up loving him.
Did his Scientology stuff throw you off?
No.
Oh,
because
wow.
That didn't faze me. Because I'm a true Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I can't say it. Because I'm a true fan. So, like, you know, if he murdered someone, I'd probably be like, you know what? Maybe he had his reasons to do
wow.
so.
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't. No, listen.
What do you think about the whole Katie Holmes having to run out because he's nuts?
Well, I think she's spinning that in a way to where he's looking like the bad guy. Okay, I'm going to take Tom's side on this.
I'm just testing.
No matter what, Tom's always
a
good guy.
Your dedication.
Yeah, yeah. No matter what, he's the good guy. No,
that's funny.
No, yeah, I made this collage.
You're like, I think sometimes a woman needs to just make a sandwich and shut up.
Wait,
really?
So you made this collage?
I made this collage, and as soon as I made it, I was freaked out.
Was it like on the front of your binder at school?
No, I got very, cause I have seven brothers. So I was like, I'll never hear the end of this. I got very scared, and I was like, no one can ever find this, ever. But I couldn't throw it away, because that was a work of art, you know? So
do you still have it?
No, I don't. What if I was like, I carried it around right
yeah,
here.
Right. I brought it with me today. Oh, man.
Yeah, so I hid this thing underneath my bed like you would, just like a Playboy. Remember? You put your penthouses and stuff over there. And like once in a while, I would take it out and kind of just stare at Tom Cruise. I would do that.
That's incredible.
Yeah. And just to make sure I had it, no one else found it. But I remember the funniest part is like 2 years later, forgetting I had it, you know what I mean? We were moving rooms, I remember, with like my family, because I had so many brothers, they would move out and you'd get a different room. And it was like, you know? But so my mom sat me down one day and she's like, Michael, I just want you to know, like, it's okay if you're gay. Like, everyone in the family will still love you. I was like, what is going
amazing.
On right now? You know, I was like, I'm not gay, Mom. What are you talking about? Where's, you know? And she's like, okay, I found your Tom Cruise collage. And she showed it, like, held it up at that moment. Like, you see here, this is why I'm thinking you are. So then I said the worst thing you could have said in this situation.
I like, can't wait to hear
it. I was like, which one did you find?
Oh, my God.
which one is that? I mean, it sounded like, you know, I was trying to play it off, like, oh, big deal. You know what I mean?
It just made it sound like you had a
million collages.
Yeah,
I mean, it sounded like I had 60 of these on the house, you know?
That's amazing.
But it's so funny is I talk about that on stage, and it's so funny that my brother, he's like, hey, what jokes do you? Like, what are jokes? I'm like, I do this one about Tom Cruise collage. And he was like, yeah, man, just move on. Because I'm like, what? He's like, dude, we found that. It was so weird. We could never bring it up.
That's because, I mean, first of all, if I found, you know, if Shane made a collage of a dude, I guess at this age, though, I mean, Shane's 8. So if he made
like
11. Chris Pratt from Guardians of the Galaxy, I'd be like, oh, yeah, Shane's just obsessed with Guardians of the Galaxy.
But Tom Cruise.
But if he was like 11 or 12, I'd be like, oh, maybe Shane's gay, which, first of all, Shane is gay. I don't give a shit. He can be whatever the hell he wants to be. But I definitely would be like, huh, maybe he is, you know?
Yeah,
it's a reasonable thing to think.
If I made a collage of a dude and one of my brothers found it, there's no way that would be like a quiet thing. Like, we shouldn't. They would wait until fucking Christmas dinner when our aunts and uncles were there and be like, this fucker had this under his fucking bed. I would have been like, oh,
no,
God.
No, that's the thing.
Wait, you're Italian, though, right?
Yeah.
That's the difference between an Italian family and, like, a WASPy family.
Yeah, right?
My family is so fucking loud and obnoxious. And you I'm one of the more quiet people at my family gathering, so you can only fucking imagine how it is. You know what I mean? Because I don't even get my turn to fucking talk. Like, it's crazy.
Well, I think my brother was, you know, I imagine they must have been like, this is so fucked up. Let's just move on. You know?
That's what I'm saying. That's
let's
like
not
the
even
wasp,
bring it up. Let's
like,
not
that's
even.
That's like the waspy white, like, okay, let's just sweep this into the carpet.
Yeah.
Put it back where you found
He'll
it.
He'll figure things out.
Yeah, you know. Listen, if he has to, you know, suck a dick, he's going to have to suck a dick.
Hey, clearly. You know, yeah. So.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, Mike is very good at looking and determining if a man is handsome.
Yeah.
What do you think of Joe's handsomeness?
I think Joe's a good-looking dude, actually.
What is?
I can tell you're a big fan. That's why I brought it up. What, you're a big fan of Joe.
You know what I love about Joe is he's rocking the facial hair and it looks awesome. You got like the JT 5 o'clock shadow. Is that what I said? Hey, over there in Canada, over here, we are. No.
5 o'clock.
No, but I love that. I can't grow facial hair like that, or I would. I would have that every day, but I can't grow it.
I'm excited now.
Yeah, that's a good look, man. I like that.
So what's the difference?
You could be a bit taller, but that's fine.
Handsome.
Oh, what is wrong with
What is that?
Okay. I'm short.
How tall are you,
Mike? I'm 5'8".
You're 5'8"?
Yeah.
How tall are you, Joe?
I'm 5'10", I believe.
He's taller than me. I'm like, he could be taller.
Yeah, I'm like, what is it?
He's like, I can't wear heels around you. Why would I? Oh, shit.
I got so mom there. Did you see how
you did get really?
I was like, you don't say things like that.
What are you doing over here?
Yeah, yeah, right. Even before we did the podcast, when we were hanging out in the other room, and they were teasing another comic, I got so mom teacher.
Oh, really?
There. Yeah, I was like, that. No, I am listening. You keep telling me your idea because I am listening to it. And all the other people were making fun of him because he was like giving a really good presentation, but it was serious. Yeah. And they were just like, ooh! And I was like, you guys are going to stop. Keep talking. Anyway.
You finish your sentence, okay?
All right. Well, first of all, speaking of the handsome thing, I love when you talk about how you would introduce, you tell people your name's Handsome Mike.
Oh, that's the best one. Yeah. You know what's great is I would go to parties when you don't know anyone. You know what I mean? And then the best part is, hey, like, well, what's your name? Oh, my name's Handsome Mike.
But wait, it gets better.
But it gets better. So when someone else comes around in that conversation, but say with a straight face, obviously, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, when someone else comes to that conversation like that, they have to introduce you. This is Handsome Mike. And I'm like, holy shit, that came out of nowhere, buddy. Thank you very much.
So that's your thing. You just trick people into telling people.
Yeah, he's such a goofball. All right, so let's get into your party.
Yeah, this is Handsome Mike.
Let's get into your party stories.
Oh, man. Drinking. For the record, I don't even drink anymore. I don't.
You definitely don't.
All that means is that you drank enough for your entire life in your previous years.
Yeah, right. I drank from 15 to 25 heavily, so.
So tell the story about you went to this party and you created havoc.
Let's just say, yeah.
What did you do? But I'm talking like the first time, not when you go back, because we'll get into that. But what did you do at this particular party that pissed everyone off?
Well, no. This isn't pissing everyone off. Here's the story is, you know, when you're young, you do stupid things, okay? And then when you get older, you're like, you shouldn't do that, you know? But drinking heavily when I was younger, it started, is a couple times I had shit in people's closets at parties.
Wait, what?
Like, you can't drop that.
Time out.
Thank you. Good night, everyone.
You items. Your feces.
No, I would go over the bath. But here's
you would shit in people's closets.
Where here's did you thing. Even get the idea?
Well, here I got
to do this.
Okay, first
you made like it Joe. Seem like he's like, oh, I had shit in people's closets. Like it was like his jacket and his school bag. No, he took a shit in a closet.
Yeah.
Like Joe, is that ever in your mind? Like I'm gonna go in this closet and poop.
Well, no.
Like, how's that in your mind to even do that?
Okay, here's the thing.
Listen, I'm only shit in two places: in a toilet and in my pants because I couldn't make it to a toilet. That's it.
You know what? If we have time, let's all talk about a time that we pooped ourselves.
I don't
at the
think
end
I
of this.
Have. I don't never had an experience.
Oh yeah, me neither.
That.
No, I'm joking.
Yeah, me.
Why
neither.
Are we talking about that? I was kidding. So.
No,
totally kidding.
I have a great story about it. I almost pooped myself. About 6 months ago.
Really?
No, was it? Yeah, about 6 months. I'm going to tell the story when you're done.
Okay.
But keep going.
Okay, here's the thing. I only did it a few times. And the first two times were at people's houses and they sucked. They deserved to get someone to do that in their closet.
That's so they
were,
funny.
Yeah, you know what I mean? These are the type of kids that you were like,
can you
how has someone not done that to
going
that
to like
yet?
A cocktail party and me in a dress being like, this woman's a real bitch. You know what? I'm going to go take a shit in her closet.
This guy was notorious. These two guys are notorious. It was like they had it coming. You know what I mean? Yeah. And the third guy, I felt real bad about that guy. He was a really nice guy. I'll get to that story later. But yeah, basically I'm at this guy's party. We're hanging out. And this guy was a total asshole. So, and I think I was younger at the time and like all these kids. And everyone's like, this party sucks. This sucks, you know? And I was like, just as a joke, I was like, well, do they have a closet? And, you know, I was like, I could shit in it. And
what?
You know?
Well, you know what? I'm gonna spice this party up. I'm not gonna go buy some more alcohol.
If I had a friend,
I'm going to shit in a closet.
If I had a friend, can you imagine, like, if we went to a party and the person really sucked and Mike was like willing to take a shit?
No, I would never do that. Now
I'm just saying, though, I would think that's, if the person was a really like a big asshole, I would actually think that's hysterical. I'd be like, yo,
are you kidding me? If someone actually come up to me like, dude, you want me to shit in this closet? I don't care if we're at the Pope's house. You shit in the closet. You can't just offer that and then not do it.
And then not back it up.
Right? Well, someone comes up to me and goes, yo, I'm going to shit in the church. I'd be like, just shit in the church. Who cares? Do it. Whatever you got to do.
Wouldn't you be like, I'd be laughing so hard.
Oh, it was impossible to do it. You could.
Oh,
it was impossible.
I'd get his name tattooed on my leg.
I know. Wait, how did you, like, are you always ready to poop?
No, it was took forever. No, of course not.
So you just sat in the closet for an hour.
Hey, where's Mike been? 45 minutes later. Hey, guys, sorry.
He's cooking up a shit.
No, because first, this guy deserved it. He was the type of guy that when you know, like I was saying, you know, like he had this coming, you know, and that was good. If anything, I was being nice because it probably taught him a lesson. Like, hey, I found shit in my closet.
I don't think it
I'm probably not a nice guy. I might have changed his life. Nothing. You know what I mean? Who knows? I don't know. I haven't talked to him. Been hiding from Sims. No,
changing lives by shitting in your closet.
One poop at a time.
Well, no, okay, so I said
one
that.
One dump at a time.
I said it as a joke, and I was like, hey, I could take a shit in the closet. That would spice, you know? And everyone's like, dude, that sounds great. I was going to say break some dishes or something, but yeah.
How about these kids are the ones who are to blame, honestly.
If you think about it, peer pressure.
The ones who are like, yeah. Oh, man.
No,
yeah.
It's not their fault. Because if any of my friends had that kind of an idea, I'd be like, you need to go do that right now.
But
I will
joking.
Clean it.
What?
But like, here's the thing.
I can't imagine opening a closet of human shit right there. Just
can't imagine
you
that.
Would literally be like, what individual? I'll tell you what, though. Let me tell you this. When I was a teacher in middle school, there was a phantom pooper. And this kid took a poop in the middle of the auditorium. Okay. Like, we don't know who, like, they just found a poop on the stage, and then the same person, we assume, pooped on the side of a toilet, which is, like, so disrespectful, because you're like, you're right there, and you purposely, and then they stuck a pencil in it. They stuck a pencil.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, well, what age was this?
Middle school.
Dude, in elementary school, every time I would walk into the bathroom, there would be a kid at the urinal with his pants at his ankles, which is completely unnecessary. His ass is out. And he's just pissing like this. Like into three urinals. Like just back and forth. People did that all the time. How they threw fucking things. Also, there would be a pile of shit just chilling.
You know what's really funny? When I was like 22, I used to pee like that at bars. So guys would walk in and it'd be real awkward. And be like, oh, sorry, I haven't changed since that time.
You're a wreck. Okay. When you pee... Yeah.
Can you imagine being a dude? Because that dude, he'll have that story forever. He'll be like, I walked in, the dude was peeing with his pants all the way down to his thing.
You're honestly like, you're more than a comedian because you give people such good memories.
I must have changed that guy's life too, if you think about
sacrifice,
it.
He sacrifices his fucking, not reputation, what's the word? Like, the way people perceive you. Just so they could have great
huge
memories.
Fan of Mike. Mike knows this.
Okay, so let me get back. Hold
on. Okay. Did this person, after you pooped in the closet, like the next day, did you hear? Like, was he like, who the hell pooped in my closet?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what happened? Did they tell him it was you?
I think everyone knew it was me because...
Like, oh,
it
smells like Mike Cross's shit.
I think they knew it was me because I was like, hey, I was one who did that. I think that would pretty much gave it away. No, they knew it was me, I think, because, you know, it was one of those things I was like, you know, people knew, one person tells one person.
The word got around.
The word got around.
But
this weird thing.
Did the guy kick your ass?
No, he didn't. No. Because
what happened?
Because I have, I'm from a smaller town, and I got like 7 older brothers. So it was one of those things that like, it was a weird thing. You know what I mean? Like, hey.
That's hysterical.
Guy's got 7 brothers.
All right,
brothers,
well, can you tell about this?
Fuck
me up if I...
Yeah, like, because at that age, like, who's ever older, you don't want to mess with because they're older. So I always, like, if they knew someone who was older, I knew someone who was even older.
Well, that's where you got the confidence. That's where
you got
the confidence from your older brothers who were...
Yeah. So, well, it's weird. I did it as a joke, and then And then I became popular for it, which is a weird thing to be popular for, if you think about it. You
makes
know?
Sense.
If I would have known, I would have done it many years ago and been even the most popular kid in school.
Would have been in pre-K just shitting cubbies.
Hey, high school quarterback, move over. I'm just shitting closets, all right?
So tell me about the party, though. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, yes. Okay, so I did
it. What did you do to piss them off here? What happened?
Well, I did it one more time, right? And
you should.
Oh,
twice?
My bad. Yeah, yeah. I did it twice to just and these are people, like I was saying,
two different people
who had it coming. All right,
they two
had
different
it,
people.
Two different people. They had it coming.
Okay,
they deserved it. They got off easy. Okay,
should have been diarrhea.
I'm just holding off on the story.
Get to the goddamn story.
So one night we're at a party. All right, and I kind of knew the people. Right, but I was so drunk, and I was pretty popular. So everyone's like, hey, that's you. And I was like,
was
hey.
This in college?
No, it was like high school.
Okay.
So they're like, oh, it's you. And I was like, hey, how you doing? You know, I was like, it was cool. And everyone's like, do it, do it, do it, you know? And I had this real moment where and it really hit me. And I was like, would any of these people be my friends if I didn't shit in closets? And it was a surreal moment for me. I was like, who am I?
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
You know what I mean? It really hit me. I was like, I don't want to be shit in the guy closet person. I want to be someone else, you know? But
what an inspiring, beautiful message to send.
And
thank
so
you, Mike
day,
Ross.
I
do you
turned
hear that,
my
kids?
Life around.
Yeah. Kids.
I realized I was being something I wasn't.
I realized I didn't want to be shit in the closet guy anymore.
Mike said it so seriously, like I was about
serious.
To slow clap. Like he stopped pooping in closets, guys.
What a come around
all
this
the
guy's
courage
made.
It took.
Well, yeah,
the bravery in that man.
Okay, get to the other story.
What other story?
Mike what? Went to a party.
Oh, that
he
story?
He pissed people off.
That story?
Yes.
I'm not even done getting... I want to redeem myself.
No.
You got to find clarity in here.
I want to move on to the story where you pissed off a whole group of people and then you went back.
All right. So just graduated high school. Barely. They sent my diploma in the mail and were like, don't come back. It still counts. And I'm on probation at the time. I remember this because I was having second thoughts. My buddy's like, hey, it's cool with this college. I'm like, hey, man, come on. I can't. I'm on probation. I can't even, like, leave, like, my town, you know? And he's like, dude, it's going to be worth it. There's going to be girls. They're in college. They're drinking. And I'm like, you had me at hello. So
you're so corny.
I know. Right? Okay. Trying to work in my Tom Cruise plugs here. Yeah, so we go up there, and I meet this girl. She's actually a nice girl. She's cool. And we're hanging out, and we go to their party. And these people were jerks, I'm going to be honest with you. I wasn't doing anything that bad. What really made me mad at this party was, I remember this now, was I was in line for the bathroom. And then two girls, like a girl's in front of me, and then like another girl comes, and they're like going in together. I was like, whoa, wait a minute. Just, I've been waiting. It's two of you. Then I got to wait another person. And they're like, whatever, deal with it. Whatever it is. And I was really mad. You know what I mean?
So you took it out on.
So I was like, that's not fair. Shit in your closet. No, I'm just kidding. No, I think I might have peed in like a laundry basket. I think I might have done that.
Wow.
I think I did that. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
So
that's pretty disgusting.
I was like, fuck this place. These fucking people.
I love though how.
There's no manners.
But I don't even know what to say with the way you're trying to redeem.
In a way, he's like a superhero. When
yeah.
there are bad people,
yeah.
you
teach
will
him
get
a lesson.
Shit and or piss. He's in your home.
He's walking karma.
Yeah. Because people can't.
But here's the problem.
How
Mike.
Are people going to learn their lessons?
Oh, God.
With
okay.
shit in your closet. That's how.
Here's the problem. Those two girls that were jerks.
Yeah.
You probably didn't pee in their laundry.
No, I had no idea who they were.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but they're.
You could have peed in the,
but
a person.
Kate, this is where the biggest lesson comes
in. They just
into
found
play.
Out that their
someone
dad battled something.
You are guilty by association. You are who you hang out with, Kate Wolf. You are who you hang out with.
Great.
So be careful.
Yeah, no,
Mike, I don't think we can hang out anymore.
Looking back, the most insane thing I ever did was like, these two girls did that to me? I'm pissing this person's closet who has no idea
it
what's going
like
on.
Like you were just waiting for an excuse to piss in someone's closet.
Well, also because I was so mad, I had to pee. I couldn't hold it.
In this person's closet. What else did you do at this party?
I might have stole a DVD.
Which means you did. Got it.
Okay.
So, okay. So Mike pisses off these people, and then tell us how
you went.
It was
Far and Away with Tom Cruise, by the way. Can we just mention that? No, I'm kidding. That was a lie. That was a lie.
Can you please?
Say, that makes sense. You stole Tom Cruise.
I had to do
talk about how what happened when you came back.
All right. So I go home. I hook up with this chick. I hook up with this girl. I don't want to say chick. I hook up with this girl, and she's great, and it was fun. And then I go home like a month later. My buddy's like, hey, I'm going to go back to the same college. Do you want to come? And I was like, yeah. That was a great time. You know what I mean? That girl loved me, made some new friends, sure. So we go there, and ironically, I shouldn't say ironically yet. I knock in this girl's dorm room, you know what I mean? And I should mention, the first time I went there, I had really long, curly hair, very Matthew McConaughey-ish, okay? Do we look a lot alike? No, but we had the same hair. And so I had to cut it off because someone put gum in it. So I had to shave it off. That's why I had.
That's such a cliche high school 1990s
yeah, someone,
thing.
Someone putting gum in my hair. I fell asleep.
Take some gum, you nerd.
Yeah. So they did that. So I cut it all off, right? So you look very different when you have like that long hair. You're known for it. You know what I mean? So I come back. I knock on this girl's door, his dorm room. I'm like, hey, what's up? I don't know her name. And she was, you know, in awe that it was me. And she's like, what are you doing here? She's like, I can't believe you didn't show your face. And immediately I was like, this is not good. Something happened. You know what I mean? I don't know what, but it's not. So
immediately she's like, what are you doing here? You pissed
in
someone's laundry. You stole a DVD. Why are you here?
They said that. Yeah. They said that. And I was very scared because I didn't know anyone there. You know what I mean? It's not all my friends. It's just me. So I was like, oh, and kind of again as a joke, but, I was like, hey, that's not me. That's who you're talking about, my brother Mike. My name's Mark. I'm his twin brother.
Amazing.
And I literally said it kind of again as a joke, but I was like, could I get away with this? You know what I mean? And she was like, immediately, she was like, oh.
What a fucking idiot.
That was her screening process, just to be like, oh. She's like,
I'm just going to take your word
for it. That's it. Just, oh, he wouldn't lie to me. So, and I said to her, I came there because immediately, I remember she lived, this is why I got really scared. Remember, she lived like next to a couple guys. It was like a co-ed dorm who were like big dudes. And I think one of them might've been in there or like next door, like watching. So I was very scared I was going to get beat up. So I remember I was like, oh, at least worst case scenario, I can be like, that's not me. So I was like, that's my brother. I came here to apologize. He said that he came here, did some bad things. And I wanted to make sure that, everything was okay. Which is so insane.
And she bought it.
She bought it.
You guys ended up having sex, right?
Well, no. We ended up going to the party. Okay. The same party, the same house we went to last time.
Hysterical.
I had to meet these people all over again because they're all friends. And I'm a bad person. Sure, I agree. But they're worse because they were tagging on shit I didn't do. They were like, oh, he broke a window. He did that. I didn't do any of this stuff.
Yeah.
I might have peed in the basket and stole a DVD. That's it. But they were like, Mike hit a girl. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was just insane.
He was selling black tar heroin to all these
people. He gave AIDS to 10 people.
Yeah, they just racked it up. They were like, let's get this guy, scapegoat. So I had to meet these people again. And I'm like, yeah, my brother's a real dick. And I had to listen to them talk shit on me. And it hurt.
You poor thing.
Yeah.
Dude, I would have been so excited to be in your position.
I was scared the entire time. I thought they were just like fucking with me and I was going to get beat up. That's what I thought the entire time. I was so scared.
It's the haircut. Literally just having the haircut. they bought it.
They bought it.
That is so funny. So can you get to that part that I'm
talking
about?
Okay, so we go back to her dorm and she's like, hey, I don't really want to have sex because I've been doing that too much. And I'm like, hey, it's totally cool. Which I was fine with because I actually already slept with her. So I was like, all right. But we end up fooling around a little bit. And after we're like laying there, this is a quote unquote, I swear to God, is what she says to me. She goes, I just want you to know that your dick is way bigger than your brother's. Ever since then, I was like, I don't know if I can trust another girl in my entire life. Just, every trust issue I have is out the window.
What was your reaction when she said that?
That was it. I was like, I can never trust another girl as long as I live. I might as well be gay.
Oh, that's nice. Amazing. And yeah. we know with who. Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
Wow.
Yeah, oh, that's that story.
I'm going to tell you my
almost story bigger than your brother's.
Yeah, can you believe that? It's insane. She must have been insane, though, if you think about it.
No, I think, girl, I think what happens is like, if you really like a person,
yeah.
if you, but like in her head, she could just have been like, oh, yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she was probably like, yeah, and Mike's was like small, and this guy's is big. It's like your yeah, perception she... of things actually influences how
oh,
you see
yeah,
reality.
I'm sure. That's, I mean, that's, you know.
So in her head, after you pissed, you know, ever, all of her friends off, your dick yeah. got smaller.
That's usually how it goes in life. Like, I feel like there's girls who are like, while you're with him, they're like, you have a big dick. And then you guys break up. She's like, he has the littlest dick I've ever seen.
Yeah, right?
It's like, all right, thanks. That's not what you were saying fucking a week ago.
When you said you loved me.
When you limped away after we fucked.
Yeah, so, and those are my stories. Those are like the top two, three stories of anything.
That's hilarious.
Everything else is I got blackout drunk and cried. So, no, I'm just kidding. Okay. What was your story?
Oh, okay. So this is my story about the time I did one time actually poop my pants in college.
Really?
But this, I'll tell that story real quick, but then okay. there's another story that I just love. But okay. one time I just ate a whole thing of like those Olestra Pringles. You know what I'm talking about? Where it's like the wow, where there's like so little calories because they used to use, instead of actual fat, like this like fake plastic. It's called Olestra. But the problem is you don't get fat from it because it just like goes right through your system. Your body can't absorb it. So I ate the whole thing because I was like, oh, my God, this whole thing of Pringles is 100 calories. Yes.
This is dinner and lunch.
Shit like a geyser.
Yeah. And then I was walking. I went to class. I was walking back and my stomach was just like, and I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm not going to make it. And literally it wasn't even like. Like poop. It's like I shouldn't describe it.
Yeah, yeah. I know exactly.
But it was like
it ran through.
I literally was just like, oh, and I like ran the rest of the way home, and it was just gross. But anyway, that time that did happen. But here's this story. Okay.
Well, you have two shit stories.
Yeah, well, this time I didn't actually shit myself, but I almost did. So I take this class called 309 Fitness in the city. It's like this intense workout dance
Wait,
class.
Wait, is this a
it's
recent?
It's amazing. Yes.
Oh, my God. Go on,
Kate. You're
Kate.
A grown woman.
Okay.
She's got a kid.
You got to listen to this story.
I have a child and I'm shitting myself.
So I had Jesus. Like, I had a slight virus. Like, I guess it was slight stomach virus that week, but not really. Like, it was not really noticeable, but I probably shouldn't have been working out as insane as I did. So I go to this class. I walk in and Lo Bosworth is there. And Lo Bosworth was from The Hills, which used to be like a really popular reality show on MTV. Okay.
Wait, what's the show again?
It was called The Hills.
I remember The Hills.
So Lo.
Yeah.
It was like Lauren Conrad's best friend.
Yeah.
So I walk in, she's in there. And I walk and we make eye contact. And I immediately, without thinking, I'm like, like I do that recognition. Like,
yeah.
And she just kind of looks away and gives like a little bit of a bitch look. Like almost, she just didn't want to deal with it.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I mean? But she just kind of looked away like a little snooty. And then I was like, ugh. So then I started getting in my head where I was like, I'm Kate Wolf. You know, like you might be low bothered, but I'm Kate Wolf, the comedian. You know, I'm doing a show tonight in front of 20 people. No, I just was like, yeah, I was like, don't be bitchy to me.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
I was
yeah.
just trying to look at you and nod. Like
yeah, of course.
So then all of a sudden in my head I was like, I'm gonna out dance workout Lo Bosworth. So the class starts, it's already so intense, right? And the whole time I'm staring at Lo, like literally the whole time I'm like, yep, doing higher kicks, doing higher
yeah,
kicks,
just trying to outdo her.
She actually was amazing. She was a gazelle, okay? So she actually still killed it, but I was like, I'm gonna keep up, like the whole time I watched her like a creep. And then the class is over. I'm feeling like, whoa, that was a workout. I'm sweaty as hell. We walk out like kind of together and I'm just like not even making contact. Like I'm like so cool.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like whatevs. Yeah, whatevs, Lo. I don't care. And we walk. So I'm walking. I go get something to eat. After I'm done eating, I'm walking towards the subway. My stomach just goes whoop. And I was like, no, I started walking down into the subway and my stomach went whoop. And I was like, and I also felt like I was going to pass out. And I was like, oh my God, I better walk up right now. So I walk, like I run out of the subway and I get there and I'm like, I'm about to shit myself, vomit, and pass out.
Whoa.
And I have passed out before, so I know
deadly
when I'm
combo.
About to pass out. What?
Deadly combo.
Not the best.
Joe comes in with a deadly combo.
Shit, throw up, and pass out.
He's like, I know how that goes. Deadly combo.
Guys,
right there.
Keep your heart.
I love this.
Keep your heart out.
That's
your
a triple-headed dragon right there.
Yeah, what the hell? Okay, go ahead.
All of our guy listeners are so hard right now. puke, pass out and shit herself. Anyway, so so at the time, you know, I called Tim and I was like, I'm about to pass out. Call an ambulance. I'm at 14 and 6. And he was like, what? What? I'm like, call an ambulance. And I hang up and I passed out on the street in New York City. And I come to, and I'm like so out of it. And people were around me. Uh-huh. These two amazing sweet girl angels.
Oh, that's good.
Were like giving me water. But I still felt like, oh my God, I might shit myself, you know?
Yeah.
And like an ambulance came. And I get into the ambulance, still think like I'm holding it in.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like I'm like passing out. I was like, I'm okay with. I do not feel like shitting myself in my spandex.
Of course not.
And I remember I had to fill out, they were like filling out a thing for me. They're like, what's your occupation? I was like, oh, I'm a comedian. And the guy goes, tell me a joke. I literally said to him, I'm about to shit myself. That's enough for you right now. Like,
yeah.
Chill, dude.
Was he like, that's a great one?
And then I was like,
Where are you performing next?
No, then yeah, then I did my joke. No, I didn't. But yeah, then I went, I had to go to the hospital, the emergency room, and I took a couple shits there.
Oh, wow. Oh, so you didn't actually do it, huh?
No.
Oh, good for you.
Honestly, if you did shit yourself, I don't think anyone would have blamed you. Like, oh, God, she passed out and her bowels released. That's routine stuff.
But you know what I mean? Like, shitting yourself is just never pleasant.
Oh.
I've shit myself.
Really?
Tell us.
I have shit myself. Let me tell you why. And you know why I shit myself? Because
Let
my friend.
Let me tell you why.
And his name is Anthony DeVino. And you know what? You're a piece of shit still to this day because of this. Anyway, here we go. So there's this park across the street from this fucker's house.
Okay.
Right? And I don't know why, but sometimes my body's like, hey. Like, my body has this weird thing where it could just take any type of food and just turn it into water. And then you have like 2 minutes to get somewhere. Like, I get the feeling like, you got to shit. 2 minutes later, it's coming out of my body. No matter what. It's not like you get like a, I got to shit. You know what? But there's a couple people.
Is this
ahead.
All the time?
No, it's not all the time. It's just sometimes it happens.
I was like, yeah. You need to go to a doctor.
Every time I drink something, I.
But it was because I was playing basketball, so I guess it kind of bounced it out. But I was like, I gotta shit, and I only have like 4 minutes. So I'm like, it was like we had like 2 more points to win. So we end the game, and I'm like, yo, dude, I just kind of held it because I was like, it's not a big deal. He lives across the street, like I'll get there. So we finished the game, and I'm like, dude, can I go in your house to take a shit, like, you know? And he was like, nah. And I'm
what?
Like, why? And he's like, dude, my mom's in there, and she's like, you know, not feeling well. And I was like, dude,
it has nothing to do with the other.
I'm like, dude, I'm not gonna like shit in her bed. I just want to use the toilet. Like,
yeah.
He's like, nah. I was like, wow. And I didn't have time to stick around and argue with this kid.
Yeah.
So I started taking off from my house. I didn't run because if you run,
you will bounce.
It just makes it worse. So now I'm speed walking. Right? And it's a ways away from my house, right? This park is on 74th Street, and I live on 43rd Street, but they skipped the 50s and 60s. Okay? So it's like a good 12 blocks. All right? A solid 12 blocks. I live on 43rd Street, right? Too much information here. I'm just giving it up.
Yeah.
But anyway, I get to 46th.
Can you give us the exact coordinates?
Yeah, right? It was 75 and sunny.
longitude, latitude. So I'm speed walking, and I'm just like having a panic attack. I have like cold sweats and shit. My fucking stomach is just like, dude, I don't know how long. I've been flexing my abs for an hour. So now I get a block away from my house, and all of a sudden my ass goes, dude, I no, not anymore.
A block.
It's like, I can't anymore.
You knew you were getting too close. Yeah.
So it's like, it starts like, you know, slipping. And then I'm like, fuck. So I start making a break for it. You know, last Hail Mary. I'm sprinting from my house and just shit myself. Just shit myself. And I shit myself and I was wearing sweatpants.
Ooh.
And, right? So shit goes down the side of my leg. And it ends up like, since I'm in
I was
going
to grab dinner after this.
Since I'm
not
in
anymore.
Like, dude, I just shit myself. And when I get into the bathroom, right, thankfully there was no one in there. I get into the bathroom. Surprisingly, the scene didn't look as bad as it felt.
Because yeah?
It felt like there, I like, you know, like just like a murder scene in there. That's
congratulations.
What it felt like. But it wasn't that bad. But anyway, that was a 45-minute shower. So that was fun. But that's the story of me shitting myself.
I don't care how old we are. I think it's still the funniest to hear about people shitting themselves.
Really?
It is so funny to me.
Oh my God.
Have you ever like had to shit and then you shit outside?
I don't think I have.
I've shit outside.
When?
Really?
I had to shit so bad and I was so far from my house and so far from anywhere. I was like, well, this is happening. And I just found a spot, took a shit.
I mean, think about it. Pooping or peeing in nature.
I mean, yeah.
It's pretty standard.
Yeah. I don't think that's anything.
One time I was really sick. When I was like, I got a lot of shit stories. I got all day.
I feel like, yeah, we opened up a hole.
I'm like trying to move past it. So yeah. What else is new,
Mike's
everybody?
Mike's like gagging on his vomit.
He's like, this what? Is
jeez.
Are you okay there, Mike?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
I'm going to talk about pissing. No, I'm kidding.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's what it is. You know what's funny is I actually have one short. My dad's kind of, he was older. You know what I mean? He was older. And I was picking him up from like the train station. And I was wearing khakis, and when I pick him up, he had I can clearly see he's like walking to the car. He like turned around, whatever. I could see he did it, you know. He's kind of older, what you know what I mean? And he tried to play it off like he totally didn't do it. I'm like, Dad, what the hell happened?
There's shit on
yeah,
your
he's
pants.
Like I just sat in something. I'm like, was that your shit you sat in? Because it's what happened. He's like, no, it's not what it is. And he's like trying to play it off because he's older. And it was like a thing where he was embarrassed. You know what I mean? He couldn't, you know what I mean? But he's like wanting to get in the car. He's like, oh, this is good. Let's go home. I'm like, you can't fucking, well, you can't get in this car like that. You know? And then.
This story is making me sad.
I know. Is it a sad story?
Well, because it's like now we're just talking about like when you get older and you start losing control of your body.
Here's the thing. When that happens to me, couldn't be happier.
Really?
Shit. You do whatever you want. You can forget your pants. No one's going to care. They're going to feel bad for you. See, just like you are right now. And yeah. I'm going to be an old guy who doesn't lose control of his body. Still going to shit myself because people are just going to feel bad for me.
Good for you. That's
walk
very
outside,
yeah, that
dick
is good
out,
for you.
People are like, what's up? Yeah, what? You can't do that at my age. I get
it's
thrown
like
in jail.
That one,
you're not held accountable.
Yeah,
anymore.
It's like that one Seinfeld episode when you're old, you just steal. Remember?
Yeah, his uncle. Dude, yeah, I just said that.
Yeah, you just
or you go to Walmart and you just fall down in an aisle, and then you know what happens? Lifetime supply of toilet paper or some shit. Never gonna buy that again.
Well, let me just finish.
Joe's got
story.
It all worked out.
No, I do. So I got it.
Yeah, he does actually.
Can't wait. I'm just waiting to get to 65 or whatever fucking age is acceptable.
He's got a plan. Well, let me tell you this to finish it so it's not sad. Okay? So.
He's like, then I kicked my dad in the ass.
Then I punched him. And I was like, that's what missing my birthday when I was 9. No, he's like, he would admit it. I'm like, oh my God, you can't sit in here. He goes, it's not what you think. And he just sat in the car. And I fucking had to get it detailed.
That's. How you ended it that made everything better.
Well, yeah, at least he didn't die at the end, which is what
I
you guys
think
are thinking.
I didn't think he did.
All right.
You weirdo.
Yeah.
I'd be excited if my dad showed up to my car and he was like, I'm like, Dad, you shit yourself. And he'd be like, nah, it's not what you think. I'm like, no, it is. Dad, that's shit, Dad.
Let me tell you something. When you become a parent, things like your kid shit and vomit, it ain't a thing.
Yeah.
Like, not that it's not gross, but like you get so accustomed. Here's a story.
Accustomed to shit.
What is this episode going to be called, by the way?
It's going to be called Pooping in Closets.
That's what I thought it would be called. Okay.
Yes,
I
no.
just.
Mike
shitting.
Cause
you
Pooping
can't,
in Closets.
Because we talked about Tom Cruise for maybe 5 minutes.
No, this is going to be called Pooping.
Okay.
In.
Just making sure. Because
this is going to be called Shitting in Closets.
Yeah.
Pooping is one thing. Shitting is another.
I don't
this
know.
Took a weird turn so fast.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay. Go.
When. Did I tell the story about Shane when he was a baby when I changed him or no?
No.
Okay. Mm-mm. So. Like when you become a parent, you're just exhausted, right? Shane was about 2 months. I had mm-hmm. no sleep. Maybe he's even like a month. Mm-hmm. Zero sleep, zombie. So we woke up at 3 a.m, which is, you know, he'd wake up like every 2 hours. So I'm like changing him in the middle of the night. I'm like exhausted.
Yeah.
And baby's sphincter muscles are developing at that stage.
Okay.
Okay. So sometimes they projectile poop.
Oh my
Get
God.
The hell out of town.
Swear
are
to
you
God.
Serious?
And it's not like the brown poop. It's like liquid.
Liquid.
Like, so I'm changing him. He projectile poops across
oh,
the room into
no.
my open purse.
Oh.
And I literally was like about to have a meltdown. Like I was like, I can't right now.
Oh.
So I change him. I try to get the poop out of my purse. I like want to cry. I just remember it was like a low. Like I was like, I can't do this. Anyway, I remember the next day I went food shopping and I go to pay with my wallet and I just had, there was like
no!
still poop on it. Oh, and I just was like, this is being a parent. Got it.
Oh my God.
It's a lot.
That is too much.
Yeah. It would have been funny if like you went to pay and the lady at the register was just kind of like, oh, you got a kid too? This is like a thing. Like,
I know what you're going through right now.
My wallet's got shit all over it.
Oh my God. That is crazy.
Yeah. You know, you'll say. I remember like sometimes he'd have his onesie on and he'd poop and it like the poop comes out the diaper and it would like go up through his onesie, through his neck.
Oh,
and you're just like,
God,
what is this? You get peed on when you have a boy. Like,
what age are they potty? Potty trained?
There's a range.
Like they're dogs. What age do they?
When did you stop using pee-pee pads for your kid?
I think the typical is around like 2 years to like four or something. I don't really remember. But people train their babies like somehow.
Really?
Yeah. But
listen, I've been talking a lot about having kids lately. So
get ready to get projectile.
After this story, I'm going to be like, hey, need a couple more years.
All right, dudes, let's wrap this up. Joe, where can they find you?
If you guys want to follow me and all my things, you could follow me on Twitter at Joe Santagato.
Yeah. All right. My name is Mike Cross. You can follow me at Handsome Mike.
Handsome Mike.
You can follow me at the Kate Wolf, and you can email us at invasionofprivacypodcast@gmail.com.
Send in your emails.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me too. It was a blast, by the way.
Thanks for coming.
You guys are both great.
Lots
thank
fun,
you so much.
Yeah. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
An all shit podcast.
Woo!
That was a good 15 to 20 about shit.
That was.
More. I was down. Who gives a fuck?
I'm just glad we didn't talk about Kevin Reisick.
Oh, God.
I feel like
that was a kid's house. I felt really bad.
I feel like she was trying to get you to tell that story.
No, you wanted to hear the college story, not the...
Yeah, but both were good.
I feel bad about the Kevin, because I knew that guy. Remember I told you he was like one of my good friends? And he's like, why would you do that to me? I was like, I just got caught up in being popular.
Oh, is that why you're feeling bad?
That's why I feel... Now I think I can spin it to where...
It could be like a 90s high school movie.
We better get out.
You know, it's like when he gets cool all of a sudden... And he leaves his old friends. But you were like, dude, I'm sorry I got caught up in the moment of shitting in the water.
that's what it was like. Well, that's what I loved when he started getting like serious about it. He's like, and then I realized, are these people just friends with me? Because I shit in closets. And I was like, I can't with you right now.
This isn't
like,
who I am.
I can't.
This is what I want to be in my life.
I don't want to be defined by my shit.
That was the
idea. I'm more than just a turd in a closet.
You couldn't let that go. You're like, I'm not letting him get away with
that.
That
was so funny and ridiculous.